people used to take for colds?
Well, they used to. They didn't have much to take.
What did what would they do?
Back them days, they rubbed with kerosene and turpentine and stuff like that.
Rub with kerosene?
Yeah, but it'll blister if you leave it open, you know. It's good for a cold.
Mm-hmm.
But if you leave it out, well, it won't blister, but if you leave it covered up, it'll blister.
Mm.
Make a pure blister under that. Or your arm or anywhere else. Mm-hmm.
What about a real bitter white powder?
I never did take none. I don't know what we had in. Well, a lot of times they got there, like I told you a while ago, they got stuff out of the woods for colds and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you had a burn on you, they'd go out in the garden and get a car lease and put over that burn, and I'd draw that burn to the head. Well, bring it up to blisters, you know.
What kind of leaf?
Collar leaf.
Collar?
That green, that's green. It was in the garden. Mm-hmm. You get blister, and they'd go out and get that collar leaf and put it over it, and they'd draw it to the head. And then that take it off and then put some powder on it, and then that dry up and then get wet.
What's about the most bitter medicine you ever had to take?
Oh, quinine, I think.
That tasted pretty bad?
And that old 666, that's just as bitter can be.
What's 666?
It's just a tonic they used to have. That's one thing they'd take for fever way back in America. That, you didn't go to the doctor, you go get a little bottle of 666, take it. And all that stuff's so bitter it makes you feel bitter from one dose to the other. It's bitter. But you don't see none of that now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have it out right near the store. All them medicine they used to have, I think they all drifted away.
Mm-hmm.
We got all new kind then.
Say if someone was real sick and didn't get well, you'd say that he...
Gonna die.
Okay, any other ways of saying died? Nicer ways of saying that?
Well, I just say he wouldn't get well.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say passed away?
Passed away.
Passed on?
Passed on. Passed away or passed on either way. Anyway.
What would you be most likely to say?
You wouldn't say he just died. That seems too... Seems like it hard, you know, to say that. But just say the poor fellow passed away.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be all right like that.
Any really ugly ways of saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would people say?
Well, that's the best way I'd say it.
But any ugly ways? Like say, I'm glad that...
Old fellow's dead? Something like that?
Uh-huh.
You know, some people do that. Well, they'd say the poor fellow's out of his way. Some of them say it that way.
Uh-huh.
He's out of his way. He's out of his troubles, you see.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard something like kicked
out?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, a lot of people say most anything like that. Sometimes you hear them say most any word.
Uh-huh.
But I always say the poor fella's gone, you know, something like that.
You might say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet
what he had.
Or what he died.
What died with.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
The place where people are buried is called a
cemetery.
And any other names for those?
No, just not the cemeteries, I don't know.
What about what they used to have a long time ago?
Well, it's always been the same thing for us, hasn't it? Well, it's just got bigger.
What about grave?
Well, that's a graveyard. Some call it a graveyard.
Uh-huh. It's the same thing?
Though. Yeah, it's the same thing as cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And what they put the body in before they buried
it? Casket.
Huh?
A casket.
Okay.
Boxes. Some of them call them boxes. You know, they used to make them, but now they buy them.
Mm-hmm.
They put them in a vault now. Most of them is buried. Now, you buy the casket and then put the casket in a vault and then put a lid on top of that and then cover it up with dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they bury people in vaults now?
Well, they don't never decay, they say. There would be, I heard a lady say down here, on the side of Shaver, her mama had been dead, I think, but. Seemed like 15 or 20 years. But then they went to get her. I believe it was in Georgia where she died. They brought her up here. They've been here now. They want to bring her up here and put her in the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And they said she'd buried in a glass coffin, you know, and they could see her hair and everything. Her body's right there just like she was when she died. And her hair just a little bit right in front. They said just turned a little bit and she's just like she was when they put her in there.